thank you very much. I'm delighted to join you.
What are the critical questions we should be asking, Anne, of the different political parties in the run-up to this election?
Well, in this report, we've released two reports in Agenda 2019. The one is on youth unemployment, and the one you're focusing on is on how we create cities of hope. But clearly they're related, growth, cities, and jobs.
Mm.
And we're saying that South Africa today is nearly 70% urbanized. In 1994, we were about 50% urbanized. So we're a very different society, and that resources, power, and focus of attention needs to move much more to how we manage our cities so that they can be places where especially sort of poorer people get opportunities for skills, for better schooling, and for access to jobs. And so we're posing a number of questions as to how to do that. For example, because of our apartheid past, what are the different political parties saying they will do? Not the slogan, but what will they actually do to move us to more towards more dense and integrated cities of different classes of people? What will they do about transport policy? We need much more attention to this. Millions of people suffer terrible transport situations that are unsafe, that are expensive. What are we going to do to change that? So we're posing a number of questions. We're saying that voters and journalists should be asking the different political parties and demanding answers before they vote for them.
Now, you talk about how would parties integrate townships into thriving, unified urban economies. A case in point is the Alex shutdown, where the people of Alex are saying there's no development here, and we're seeing what is happening across the road in Sandton, and we're talking two different countries. Is there a political party that actually talks to this integration?
Well, I think we're saying to voters, interrogate what the parties are saying to you before you vote for them. And if you live in Alex, I would be asking very tough questions about what are the development plans the different political parties are putting forward that will change the lives of the people who live in Alex. That's the approach we're taking to this. We're saying that they need to interrogate the political parties, call them to a debate, call all of them, the sort of big political parties, and say, right, how are you going to make Alex a different place in 10 years' time? What is your policy on land, on transport, on better schools, on urban density and the infrastructure that we need? Where are you going to find the resources? What is your attitude to the private sector and their role in helping to build the cities that we need for an expanding population?
But for the fact that this is not a problem that is facing only Alex, it's a problem that's facing a lot, if not all, the townships in and around South Africa. In South Africa, even, we're looking at your peri-urban areas in also very much left out in the cold. Is there a plan, in your view, to integrate these various areas and overcome the apartheid spatial legacy?
I think South Africa is in a very difficult situation at the moment. On a number of fronts, we face multiple crises. We have local governments collapsing in many parts of the country. We are saying that in our view, a number of the metropolitan areas offer considerable more capacity and more hope than other places in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But then we need to see what are the policies. First and foremost, how are our city governments going to promote growth? Without growth, South Africa is in big trouble. If we can get much faster growth, more people can get jobs. They have more income, and the state has more revenue to spend on infrastructure, on improving transport, and so on. So growth is at the heart of all of this. And so some of the questions we would be posing, or we're suggesting that voters pose to political parties before they vote, you know, what is your attitude to growth? How are you going to get more urban growth? How are you going to get labor-intensive growth? What do you see as the role of the state in creating a much better environment than we currently have to promote more firms? So South Africa spends a good deal of its time attacking the firms we have, and they're not perfect, but we spend far less time thinking about how we get more and more and more firms, many of which will be black-owned and black-initiated, and that's the future. So what are the priorities of the political parties to move South Africa out of the terrible situation we are in so many different spheres of people's lives?
That's Agenda 2019, the crucial questions that we should be asking political parties, according to the Center for Development and Enterprise. Thank you so much for joining us, Anne Bernstein, Executive Director at the Center. Time now for traffic with Rob Beasy.
SAFM. Guiding you through the rush hour traffic.
It's got a normal feel about today with the broken down vehicle in Joburg on the N3 South between Van Buren and Heldenace. Always there, or very often, isn't it? It's again causing delays. Coming from Alex's side, coming from Limbro Park, the N3 down through Edendale, through Galoolies and into that Bedford area heavy. And of course, the N12 and R24 is backing up as you come from the East Rand side into that. The N12 is on a go slow, perhaps a little slower than normal. This is the N12, the southern bypass, trying to come from Alberton direction Soweto. So from Xavier Street, moving past Southgate Mall into Didcliffe, heavy traffic there. And just generally some busy congestion around sort of Braamfontein, Parktown area. Empire Road around the Mike 1, Jan Smuts going that way, St Andrews. A lot of heavy and thick traffic in that part of Joburg.